How did you find your way to Classic Country?
Kind of by accident and combination of people we met around town, libraries, and thrift stores, probably.
Yeah?
I mean, we like all sorts of music. How we got started playing country music, we were playing shows where we'd play like 50 songs during our three sets or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so we were just learning all kinds of old country songs we thought were good, and that launched us even further into that world.
Beside me, are you running? Are you falling? Is an old love calling your name? Your
What's the appeal of that sound? I mean, you guys didn't grow up probably listening to classic country. What appeals to you?
There's different things that I think are appealing about it. You know, like some of the heartbreak songs, the first time someone hears those in a way that they can connect with them, they realize, you know, how powerful an old country song can be. I don't even know. What do you think, Paige?
I think also just the sound of the instruments, you know, like the way things were recorded. So this could go for any, you know, other kinds of music recorded maybe between the 1940s to through the 60s. You know, pretty much all the bands were playing live. Their instruments sound really good. The singers all sang really well. And it's just kind of its own, you know, whether it was soul music or country music or rock and roll from that time. I think something we were attracted to is the musicianship and the sounds of the instruments, I think, like the steel guitar. And once we started finding some of that old country music, I think we got kind of sucked into some of those sounds.
She's a honeybee looking for nectar. She's a clown collector. She's a lover who'll meet a protector. She's a clown collector. Take a look at me, man. Ought to know I'll be joking all night. Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. When Harlem's all aboard for a losing streak.
Well, can I ask you about some of the songs on the album? Do you mind?
Yes.
Stoplight Kisses, it's a fun song that kind of sounds like it's straight out of the 50s. Who gets credit for the actual term, Stoplight Kisses?
I wrote that one.
Is that Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wrote that. That's one of the probably the oldest songs that's on the record. I wrote that quite a few years ago, so maybe that's why it sounds kind of vintage.
Okay. Well, you're not that old. Well, and actually, the phrase itself has sort of a nostalgic, almost naive sound to it. Stoplight Kisses sounds like something that might have been a phrase in the 1950s, you know?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a dirty song all dressed up to sound clean.
Okay, all right.
Stoplight Kisses. What I want from you. Stop like kissing. All I want to do. When I pull to the crosswalk, eastbound small talk, you know what's on my mind. I loosened up my seatbelt, made feel it heartfelt. Kissing time till the don't walk side.
You guys get compared a lot with other brothers, the Everly Brothers, the Lubin Brothers. But I want to ask you about another song, Queen of Them All. In that song, I hear Hank Williams, Sr. Are you guys unabashed Hank Williams fans, or did you get to really dig into him as well?
Yeah, I learned a bunch of his songs years ago. I mean, he was one of the first country people I had heard. And, of course, the first time when I heard him, I was like, this is not country music. This is something weirder and cooler than country music. But
really?
Sure enough, Hank is one of the fathers. But it's interesting to see where influences pop out. I'd never thought about Queen of Them All as a Hank tune, but I guess I'd love to hear him do it.
You're the queen of them all. That's what makes it easy fall when you call me with your charm.
By the way, the name of the album is You're Dreaming, and J.D. McPherson produced your album. Now, he's a guy that I met a couple of years ago. He was at the Castle Theater, and We had a great chat. Nice guy. And he's got music that's a throwback, kind of like you guys. He's more rockabilly and probably 50s R&B. But, you know, you already knew him from touring, is my understanding.
Yeah, well, he came through Minneapolis and played a show here. That was the first time we met him, was when we opened for him at First Avenue here in Minneapolis. Then we ran into him at some other festivals and kind of got to know him over the next few months after that. And then, yeah, he told us he was interested in working with us and helping us with the record. So that was a good twist of fate for us. We loved working with him, and he is one of the nicest guys out there.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Well, and it's one thing to get to know somebody out on tour, but another when they're producing, you know, your album, your music, they're shaping your music. Did you click right away in the studio as well?
Yeah. You know, that you had mentioned Queen of Them All. Yeah. I remember, I think that was the first song we recorded when we went down to Chicago to do our record. And so I think that we were only in the studio for a couple hours and had just kind of, we didn't even know JD that well at that point, and had just met the other players on the album, and it was happening right away.
We worked together a lot. We were on the same page a lot as far as how we wanted to do things, so there wasn't a lot of arguing or... you know, big decision making. It was all pretty smooth and organic, and you know, because you don't want people to lose their minds when they're trying to be comfortable and in a safe place and doing a song for the first time ever. So it was really cool to have him there as moral support, but also, you know, his music ideas and just having his ears pinpointing things that he thought were cool or could get better was really, really fun and valuable.
Sure. You mentioned Queen of Them All. Can you point to another song on the album maybe where you guys worked together and it came out maybe even better than you originally thought?
One fun thing is the one cover tune we did on the record was originally by these guys, Alton and Jimmy. JD played us that song and said, you know, I think this will be perfect for you guys. You know, let's try it.
And I think that's the one song that you hear JD playing a little electric guitar on, too.
Cactus Blossoms, Paige Burkham and Jack Torrey. Continued good luck to you, and I hope we bump into each other down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, John.
There'll be no more crying. To be no more.